Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: قلوب الرجال وحشية، فمن تألفها أقبلت عليه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The hearts of the people are like wild beasts. Whoever tames them, they would pounce upon him."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So one of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is this very interesting and beautiful fact that Imam Ali was the first person who believed in Islam. Now, you might think, well, what is so important about this? Well, first of all, this in itself is something that is a wonderful achievement. It is a proud statement, and it is something incredibly honorable that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the first person to have believed in Islam, or at least the first man to have believed in Islam, as they say that Lady Khadija was the first woman to believe in Islam. So we find in the commentary of the Holy Quran, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, when it talks about chapter number 9 and verse number 100, the commentator Thalabi talks about this verse. And this verse, again, chapter number 9, verse number 100, says, "And as for the foremost, the first of the Muhajir and the Ansar." Now, not only does Thalabi, but also scholars have unanimously believed that this verse is talking about Imam Ali, and that the first person to have believed in Islam after Lady Khadija was Ali ibn Abi Talib. Abu Dharr and Salman, the great companions, the famous companions, the loyal companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, have been reported as saying, "The Messenger of Allah took Ali's hand in his hand and said, 'This is the first person who believed in me. He is a distinguisher between justice and injustice among the Ummah, the leader of the believers, and the first person who will shake hands with me on the Day of Judgment. He is the greater acceptor of Islam.'" A very beautiful tradition by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so we learn so many different things here. First and foremost, that Imam Ali is for all Muslims, whether Sunni or Shia. And matter of fact, Imam Ali is a universal persona for those who want to learn about Islam. If we want to learn about Islam, we should go to the sources of Islam. And who a better source for pure Muhammadan Islam than the first person who believed in Islam? The first and foremost and best and most perfect student of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in the words of the Messenger of Allah, it is Imam Ali who is the distinguisher between justice and injustice. And he is Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers. A very beautiful, very profound lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Badar Hazar jaan girami fida naam Ali.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. George Ardaq has very appropriately given the title to his book, where he says, Al-Imam Ali Sawtul Adalat al-Insaniya, that Ali is the voice of human justice. Because when you look at the sense of justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it is even that sense of justice. Then his mind and his heart is universal, applies to everything, even animals. One example again in that same context of the government and how he used to deal with the people, a person by the name of Ash'as bin Qais, a munafiq. The reason I'm saying munafiq because he was, you know, a hypocrite, didn't like Ali. His daughter is the one who poisoned Imam Hassan. And his son, Muhammad bin Ash'as, was one of the officers of Yazidi forces in Karbala. So the whole family is the family of Nifaq in a way. And he came one day to the house of Ali, apparently it was night time, with a flask of honey, a container of honey. Honey is sweet. But when Amir al-Mu'mineen looked at it, to Ali it was not sweet, it was poison. Not because poison had been put in it. This person had actually come to bribe Ali. There was an issue he wanted to be done, and Ali had not yet given the response positively. And so Amir al-Mu'minin asked him, what is this? Asilatun, am zakatun, am sadaqa? Why did you bring this for me, this honey? Is this a reward of something that I have done? I have not done anything for you. Or is this part of zakat or sadaqa? And if it is that, فَذَلِكَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ. If it is zakat and sadaqa, then it's haram for us on Ahlul Bayt. We can't use it. He says, no, it's not this, not that. This is hadiyya. And Amir al-Mu'minin knew this is not a hadiyya. He's trying to bribe Amir al-Mu'minin. And that is where Amir al-Mu'minin says something which is really worth pondering on those words. Where he says, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أُعْطِيتُ الْأَقَامِلِيمَ السَّبْعَ بِمَا تَحْتَ أَفْلَاكِهَا أَلَا أَنْ أَعْسِ اللَّهَ فِي نَمْلَةٍ أَسْلُبُهَا جِلْبَ شَعِيرَةٍ مَا فَعَلْتُ. He says, by Allah, if I am given the kingdom of the seven heavens and whatever is beneath it, with one condition that I should disobey the command of Allah regarding a small ant and pull away the grain of barley from its mouth, by Allah, I will never do it. Just think about it. Somebody is given the choice. You become the master of the seven heavens and whatever is underneath it. And you have to all do one thing. There is one ant which is a grain of barley in its mouth. Just pull it out. What do you think about it? Look at the equation there. Al-aqalim as-sab'a, seven heavens and whatever is beneath it. And one, grain of barley. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen is showing that, we have to remember, the goal does not justify the means. Many times we get confused there. Maybe there was a very shrewd politician. He will say, okay, I'll pull out that grain of barley. And once I become the king of the kingdoms, of the heavens and the earth, I'll give 10 barley to this same ant. But Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, I don't want my government to be based on committing a sin, an injustice, even to a creature like a small ant.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.